Saudara pendengar, antara 250 sampai 700 bahasa masyarakat pribumi dan masyarakat kepulauan Torres Strait telah ada sebelum kedatangan masyarakat Eropa, tergantung pada pendapat dari ahli bahasa yang ditemui. Lebih dari dua abad kemudian, hanya tinggal 150 bahasa tradisional yang masih digunakan berdasarkan hasil sensus 2016. Namun, keadaan sebenarnya dari bahasa-bahasa asli Australia sangatlah memprihatinkan, karena hanya 14 yang masih aktif diajarkan kepada anak-anak. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Seperti kebanyakan bahasa tradisional yang punah sejak tahun 1788, Kaurna, yaitu bahasa dari dataran Adelaide, digunakan terakhir sebagai bahasa sehari-hari, yaitu pada sekitar tahun 1860-an. Setelah menghilang selama lebih dari seabad, bahasa ini dihidupkan lagi pada akhir tahun 1980-an ketika beberapa penatua, anggota masyarakat, dan seorang ahli bahasa memutuskan untuk menghidupkan lagi bahasa ini. Jack Buckskin adalah siswa pertama yang mempelajari bahasa Kaurna dan Narungga.
My mother's generation didn't get an opportunity to speak it or utilize it because she was the first generation that grew off of the missions, and her father didn't have the opportunity to speak it, and if he did, he was punished for it because he lived on the missions. For me, it's a massive spiritual connection, gateway to our culture, but I'm honored to be able to speak it and utilize it today because my generation is the first generation to be able to utilize language freely.
Jack saat itu merupakan satu dari lima penutur bahasa Kaurna.
Some are more advanced than others. Some of those are young kids that I've worked with. There's two that I've worked with since they were year eight. And now they're working alongside me on the journey of language revitalization. But we get around to lots of schools and just give them tasters. So yeah, small group, but it's starting to make traction as an everyday language as well now.
Jack mengajarkan bahasa Kaurna kepada murid-murid beragam usia, bahkan termasuk ibunya sendiri.
It's hard teaching mum. She's probably the hardest student I've had because you don't tell your mum what to do and she'll tell me what to do. So a lot of those older people in the older generation have just gone, well, we'll learn the basics just to get by, but the younger kids will take off with it.
Professor Jen Simpson, Wakil Direktur di ARC, Center of Excellence for the Dynamics of Language di Universitas Nasional Australia, mengatakan, masyarakat pribumi Australia dan masyarakat kepulauan Torres Strait sering mengalami kesulitan untuk menyusun kembali dan menghidupkan bahasa yang hilang.
It is a hard job restoring a language. So we have so many things that we need to talk about, and we need to talk fairly fast and communicate ideas quickly. So to do that with a language where you've only got a couple of hundred words recorded, that's really tough.
Profesor Simpson menambahkan, contoh-contoh keberhasilan dari masyarakat yang membangkitkan bahasa warisan mereka dengan menggunakan sumber-sumber tertulis termasuk bahasa Gunawal di daerah teritori ibu kota Australia, bahasa Wiradjuri, dan Gamilaroi di New South Wales.
Probably the best example is Kaurna, which was recorded by missionaries in the early 1840s, and they provided a dictionary and a grammar and some sentences and a couple of songs. And now there are Kaurna people like Jack Buckskin who speak Kaurna fluently and who've been raising families to try to speak Kaurna.
Salah satu dari bahasa asli yang paling banyak digunakan di Australia adalah Yolngu Mata, sebuah terminologi bagi 40 bahasa Yolngu yang tersebar di timur laut Arnhem Land, di mana budaya tradisional masih kuat. Miriam Yirinimba Durki, atau dikenal dengan Yinin, seorang wanita Wangguri dari Dalinboy. Ia mengajar mata kuliah Yolngu di Universitas Charles Darwin. Wawancara dilakukan dalam bahasa aslinya, yaitu bahasa Dongu, dengan penerjemah rekannya, Sylvia Ngul Pindici. Yinin melihat misinya mengajar generasi muda untuk berbicara dalam bahasa asli mereka dan mempelajari asal-usulnya.
Where is the idea of using language links to people, from people to people, speaking in different dialects, but still understanding when it comes to ceremonies. And that is what is that making us together one, hopefully strong.
Yinin mengatakan lirik-lirik lagu yang merupakan lagu dan cerita sebuah perjalanan yang dilakukan dalam Dreamtime merupakan bahan yang sangat berguna dalam pengajarannya.
We can understand and clearly hear language in different dialect parts of different song lines, and we know of it, what we need to do, how we need to dance, but young people, they don't have the intention and interest to learn, but it is there. It was always there.
Professor Jane Simpson menambahkan, penting bagi semua warga Australia untuk menerima bahasa asli mereka, karena bermakna tidak hanya sekedar sebagai warisan budaya.
But they're specifically part of the heritage of Indigenous Australians, and the well-being of many people is bound up with recognition of their language and their language rights and support for them communicating in both their traditional language and in English. And at the moment, we've got a situation where people don't feel particularly valued, their languages aren't valued, and that results in social disharmony.
Dengan hasil sensus, hanya 1 dari 10 orang masyarakat pribumi Australia yang berbicara dengan bahasa aslinya, Jack mengatakan bahasa-bahasa tersebut dapat diperkuat dengan dukungan dari semua warga Australia.
The languages are local to our areas and specific to those areas for all people to be able to utilize it. You know, as the old saying goes, you know, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. And our languages are unique to our country. And one of the old rules is to speak the language in the country you're on. And Aboriginal people knew that, and Aboriginal people do that. Now we're all about teaching the non-Aboriginal people to be able to embrace and utilize those rules as well.
Ia menyarankan mungkin langkah awal adalah dengan mulai mempelajari ucapan salam dalam bahasa Kana.
One of the basic ones that we teach a lot of non-Aboriginal people is Nina Marni, and Nina Marni means are you good? It's a contemporary greeting. It's not how Aboriginal people greet each other. We've sort of created these new phrases for people, and I guess non-Aboriginal people, how they speak today. The traditional greeting for us is Wantinina, where are you going? Because everybody's obviously busy and keeping themselves occupied, so we don't really care how you feel. It's not how we greet each other, but we want to know what you're doing.